Welcome to Torah Imech Hanach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will continue in the Book of Tehillim with Mizmor 22, Mizmor Chaf Beis. Get ready, because this is quite a Mizmor, a very powerful one and very transformational. One that you may be familiar with because it's customarily said on Purim and also on Tanis Esther, which is right around now. So this is a bit of a tease for me, because even to review it quickly needs more time than we have. I hope that this short review will just be a trigger to encourage you to learn more of this song in detail. The Radak explains the background of this song to be when David was escaping Shaul. And then he continues and says that the most likely is that this song is the story of the Jewish people suffering in Golus. And the Ayelet HaShachar is referring to the Jewish people. Rashi cites Chazal, our rabbis, who tell us that the Ayelet HaShachar that begins this song is referring to Queen Esther in Persia. We love Queen Esther, and we're in awe of her courage. This Mizmor takes us into her mind and heart. Really, it takes us into her tefillah, the inner work that she did during this very trying time, so that she became our eternal heroine. Since we're now in the month of Adar, Purim is coming very soon, we're going to read this Mizmor based on Chazal, our rabbis, and see the story of Esther intertwined in the Psukim. And this is instead of looking at it through other Mefarshim, other commentaries. Pasuk 1, let's begin. Lamenatzeach al Ayelet HaShachar, Mizmor LeDavid. For the conductor to be played on the Ayelet HaShachar, a song by David. The concept of the Ayelet HaShachar is not just to tell us about the instrument, and interestingly enough, this is an instrument that started off in a low tone and got louder and louder. However, Rashi and Radak tell us that the Ayelet HaShachar is also referring to the star of the morning. The Shachar is daybreak, relating to the word Shachor, meaning black. The Ayelet HaShachar is referring to the darkest time of the night, which is right before daybreak. And at that time, the moon and the stars have left and the sun has not yet risen. The Ayelet HaShachar represents the one last star that remains in the sky, from Ayelet, meaning strength. The Hebrew name Esther comes from the Persian Eshtahar, which means star. Esther was the lone star in the dark of the night. Her light was so powerful that it moved the entire nation from darkness to light. After Ahasuerus, the husband of Queen Esther, signed a decree permitting Haman to annihilate the Jewish people, Mordechai told Esther it was her job to save the Jewish people, and she had to go to Ahasuerus and present the plea to save them. How was she to do this? She was only permitted to go to Ahasuerus if he called her to come, and he hadn't called her in a month. She was going to have to approach Ahasuerus without an invitation, which could possibly bring about her death. After all, Ahasuerus did not like it when his wives didn't follow his orders, as we know. In addition, our rabbis tell us in the Gemara Megillah that Mordechai was married to Esther, and Esther was taken by force to the king. That being the case, there was always the hope that Esther could return to her husband and be a mother in the house of Israel. When she willingly went to Ahasuerus to invite him to her party, she was no longer in the halachic status of being in a position where she was forced to be married to the king. She was now choosing to be with him, and therefore in no uncertain terms could she return to her husband Mordechai and be the mother of his children. So this was not an easy time for her. And with this, let's begin what was going on inside of her. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Keli, Keli, lama azavtani, rachok mishuasi, divrei shagasi. My God, why have you left me? You are far from my salvation and cries of distress. As she began walking into the palace of Ahasuerus to approach his throne room, she had to walk through 7 rooms. And as she began, she saw the idols that were surrounding her. And she was feeling the impurity of the inner sanctum of the palace. And it was if she was feeling God leaving her. Where are you? I'm all alone. Even God can't be with me in this place. Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel, Elokai, Ekra Yomam Velo Sa'aneh, Velaila Velo Dumiali. My God, I call out in the day, and you don't answer me. And at night, and I am not silent. I am davening to you relentlessly. The Gemara in Megillah 15b tells us that we learn from this verse, from this Pasuk, that we read the Megillah during the day and during the night. Esther didn't think that God was answering her in the day or the night, but the Megillah reminds us otherwise. Hashem was listening and preparing the salvation. Pasuk Dalet, V'yata Kadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, but you are holy and you sit on the praises of the Jewish people. You value our prayers. Pasuk He and Vav, I'll do them together. B'cha batru avoseinu, batru v'tfaltemo, eilecha za'aku v'nimlatu, b'cha batru v'lo voshu. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you saved them. They cried to you, and they were rescued, and they were not ashamed. Perhaps she has in her mind, as she's thinking of her ancestors, she's thinking of our mothers, Sarah and Rivka, who were both abducted by foreign kings. Sarah by Paro, Rivka by Avimelech, and God didn't allow them to be violated by the kings. So why is God allowing me to be violated by this king, Achashverosh? So maybe it's because I'm not worthy. Pasuk Zion, V'anochi sola'as v'lo ish, cherpas adam uvezoi am, and I am like a worm, not even like a person, no backbone, no strength. I'm the scorn of humanity and despised of nations. You can see the image of Esther, but you can also clearly see the imagery of the Jewish people as a whole in Gullus so many times. She calls herself a worm, but the power of a worm is in its mouth. It may be very weak, but it can eat through almost anything. So too, our power is in our mouths with prayer. Pasuk Ches. Koro ayal iguli yaftiru basafa yaniu rosh. All those who see me make fun of me. They dismiss me with their lips. They wag their head. They make me feel that there's no hope or value to me. And as Esther was walking towards the inner sanctum of Achashverosh, she had to walk through those seven chambers, as we said. And in each chamber, there were so many guards looking at her with disdain and shaking their heads with scorn, as if to say, you are not going to make it, lady. Pasuk 9. Gol el Hashem yifaltehu yatzileu ki chafetzbo. And now it's as if she's hearing a voice talking to her in her mind saying, and here's where the pasuk starts, roll over to Hashem and he will deliver him. Notice she thought of herself as a worm before. What do worms do? They roll. So in other words, she's hearing this voice saying, God takes care of him. It's almost in third person. But do what you can. And if you can only roll, then that's what you should do. It continues the pasuk, Yatzileu ki chafetzbo. He will save him, for he desires him. Esther's hearing an encouraging voice in her head. And instead of pushing it away, she listens to that voice. Even though it doesn't speak to her personally, she's listening to it in third person, and she gets the message. Pasuk Yud. Ki ata gochi mi baten, mavtichi al shtei imi. You drew me out of the womb. You made me secure on my mother's breasts. Our rabbis tell us that Esther was orphaned at birth, and Mordechai took care of her and was even able to nurse her. She was miraculously saved, and so she says, Keliata, I'm reading in the next Pasuk, Pasuk 11, you are my God, you were with me. But now, Pasuk 12, Al tirchak mimeni, don't go away from me, don't go far from me, ki tzara krova, because distress is so close, ki ein ozer, there is no one to help, I am all alone, I need you now. And the Medrash continues that Esther sees in the distance, that Achashverosh sees her, and he starts getting very agitated. After all, he had one wife who disobeyed him, and now another? Psukim Yud Gimel Yudalad 13 and 14. Svavuni Parim Rabim, Abirei Vashan Kidruni, Patsu Alai Piem, Aryeh Toref Vishoeg, Many great bulls surround me, and the strongest cows of Bashan. Bashan was an area in northern Israel where the cows are so big. They open their mouths against me like tearing, roaring lions. She saw the guards as vicious animals, and the truth is, in the palace of Ahasuerus, there were live animals as well as figurine animals. They weren't small, they were big figures of animals, and she was seeing them as well, and it was frightening. So too, the Jewish people in Golis are at times surrounded by people who very much resemble animals and vicious ones. And so she describes how she feels. Pasuk 15, Pasuk Tesvav. Kamayim nishpachti vispardu kol atzmosai. Hayali bi kadonag names besoch me'ai. I am pouring out like water, melting. My bones are separating. My heart is melting like wax. I feel like I have no control. Pasuk 16, Yavesh kacheres kochi ulshoni mudbak mal kochai. V'la'afar maves tishpaseini. My strength is dried up like pottery. My tongue sticks to my palate. And you set me on dust of death. I feel like I'm ready to die and they're preparing to bury me. My strength is dried up. I feel like I can just fall apart in a second, for I am surrounded, Pasuk Yud Zayin Yud Ches, I'm surrounded by uncontrollable dogs. And she refers to her enemies as dogs. We can refer to our enemies often as dogs because dogs bark, and that represents horrible talk that is going on around me, horrible slander. They're coming together and shouting against me, slandering me to each other. A pack of evildoers have surrounded me. My hands and feet are prey to lions. I can count my bones. They, my enemies, look at me gloating, so much so that they've already divided my clothing amongst them. They've already decided who's going to get my tiara and who's going to get my nice dress and the pink dress and the blue dress. That's how sure they are that I will be killed. There is so much fear, pain, vulnerability, and even anger. And that is part of her tefillah within, where she's going through this. And now we get to the next pasuk, pasuk chaf. And it's so powerful that the Midrash explains that when David HaMelech saw with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration, that David would say, that Esther would say this, he wrote this entire song for her. What does she say? Pasuk chaf. V'yata Hashem al tirchak, eyalusi le'ezrasi chusha. And you, Hashem, don't go so far away from me. Eyalusi, you are my strength. Sounds very much like ayeles, ayelet hashachar, eyaluti, ayeles hashachar, eyalusi, whatever works for you. Do you recognize this word, eyalusi, ayeles, the strength of the morning? It isn't because of me. It is from you. You are my strength. So hurry to help me. And in the next few psukim, she shifts her tone. Instead of saying how she's falling apart and minutes away from death and in despair, she now asks Hashem to save her from these evil people who are like dogs with their horrible words and lions with their viciousness and with their swords turned to her. And as she prays for help, she then tells God, I have a job to do, and I will do it. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Asapra Shimcha Le'achai. Besoch Kahal Ahalaleka. I will proclaim your name to my brothers. With pride, I will praise you in the midst of the congregation. She's no longer embarrassed. She no longer feels like a worm. She's going to praise Hashem and share it with others. And she expands this further, and she says, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Join me, Jewish people. Those who fear God, praise him. All the children of Yaakov, honor him. V'guru mimenu kol zera Yisrael, and be in awe of him, all children of Israel. Because Pasuk 25, Pasuk Kafhei, ki lo vaza, v'lo shikatz enus ani, v'lo histir panav mimenu, uv'shav oelav shamea. For he has neither despised or hated the cries of the weak, and he didn't hide his face from him, and he hears his cries. Hashem listens to all of us. And as she continues in the next few psukim, she sees a beautiful picture of the vulnerable ones, so satisfied and alive and moving forward. And then she even sees more. She sees the world coming to return to Hashem, and all the families of the nations will bow before Hashem, for there will be a future in Klal Yisrael, and they will have such incredible stories of salvation that they will share. Because Pasuk Chav Tes 29, Ki Lashem Hamlucha Umoshel Bagoyim, for the kingdom is Hashem's, and he is the ruler of the nations. And God will continue to enable the future of our nation, of our children, to thrive and sing of his righteousness. Isn't that what we do when we read the Megillah? Think about this song, this Mizmor. What an incredible transformation. What happened there in the palace of the king that she went from one end to the other? The change in Esther came when she expanded her perspective to see a picture bigger than herself. At first, she felt the weight of everything resting on her shoulders. She had to be the Ayelet HaShachar, and she believed the strength had to come from her. She had to be the one to save the day, the star of the night. And she thought, I can't do this. But then she realized the truth. God is the star, or actually, he is the source of her strength, and she is merely reflecting the light that he gives her. She is the star because Hashem is illuminating her path. How did she come to this realization? The psukim don't explicitly tell us the reason, but we can infer that through her tefillos, her internal conversations with Hashem, she recognized Hashem's strength and knew that he would not allow his nation to be destroyed. And at the moment, the situation itself didn't change. Rather, she changed her mindset. And as she began to think this way, she was able to shift her focus from fear and destruction to hope and salvation. And this shift in her mind empowered her to act with faith and courage, and ultimately to bring salvation to the nation. Esther did not have an easy story or an ideal ending for her. As a result of her bravery, she never returned to her nation, to her family, or to the land of Israel. She stayed in the impure house of Ahasuerus. What light did she see in her life? She saw that there'll be a future, and her story, albeit painful, will have a meaningful contribution to the eventual redemption. There's a popular song in Israel that some of you may have heard, and the chorus begins with this line, Gam b'sha'ot ha'chashechot shebalayla tamid tiyeh kochav katan she'ya'ir lacha. Even in the darkest times of night, there's always going to be a small star that will provide you light. Esther was that star in her generation. She suffered, but gave hope and strength to others. In our generation, we also have stars who bring light and keep us from being demolished from the darkness. I've met so many Queen Esthers this year, mothers who lost their sons in battle, wives who lost their husbands, and they share so much strength with others and model emuna, they model faith. And I asked one of these mothers, Chaim Meir, who lost her youngest son, David Chaim Meir, on October 7th, how she has the strength. And she answered, there is a bigger picture than what I see, and I know that I have to do my part. If that means that I have to speak to audiences about faith during trying times, then that is what I will do. If that means that my sons will have to continue to fight, then that is what we will do. I feel a strength that is bigger than me, she said. God is so present. Miracles are happening. And then she went on talking about miracles. Another mother said to me, yes, there are times that I just can't get out of bed in the morning, but I know that I need to move ahead. It isn't about me. It's about Klal Yisrael. In the merit of our current Queen Esthers who truly live this song, may we merit sing the final Geula in our days, in the coming days, very soon. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, from their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.